Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
69 degrees already. Youch. It's going to be 90 again today. Another rumble of thunder maybe in the afternoon and a weekend of that as well. Welcome to August. Except it's not August. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Today is Friday.
Oh, forgive me, gentlemen. I didn't mean to keep you waiting. Glad you started.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Live a little. It's the weekend.
You're funny. You're funny, too.
I love your show.
Let's tell you, your show is a big, big hit.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Very funny.
That's very funny.
I get it. It's very funny.
I was not ready for that.
Let the show begin.
Let's do this thing.
WQKX.
We made it to another Friday, stickiness or not. We've got so much to do today and so many chances for you to win. Stay with us all morning long.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Well, here we are on a Friday, weekdays at 6 a.m. We're rolling into a weekend. So much to do today. Your chance to start grilling for the weekend with Wise Markets and 94KX. We've got our final grilling picnic cookout item of the day. Give you a chance to win a $25 Wise gift card later on this Friday with Mark Stevens. But you got to know the item first. And it's a delicious summertime treat. There you go. What else do we have to do? Speaking of Wise Markets, later on this morning, we're going to have an ice cream party in the studio here, which, you know, everybody's so happy. You know, we don't have to quarantine anymore. COVID isn't gone, but it's in the rearview mirror, I think. And so we're going to have a little ice cream party, thanks to Wise Markets, because National Ice Cream Day is Sunday, and we couldn't wait till Monday. So we're going to do that today. We've also got a big local concert announcement coming up later on this morning as well. So that should be pretty cool. Let me give you a hint. A big show coming to the Sealands Grove Speedway. That's pretty neat. Did you ever see a concert like in a baseball stadium or a football stadium? Well, imagine a concert at Sealands Grove Speedway. Big announcement on that. Yes or BS from Dunkin' Donuts and Eagle Mania coming to Spyglass. Your last chance to be a VIP. By the way, this show is going to be great. The more I Google Eagle Mania and watch their videos and listen to their music, the more I am completely blown away by this band. We want to see you at Spyglass Saturday. All right, what else do we have going on besides that? Oh, Movie Mike is in the house. He always stops by on Friday and reviews a movie. For you moviegoers on the weekend, we're going to post up on a Flashback Friday on our Facebook page. I found a really cool black and white photo from the 60s, possibly maybe 1970, 71. The photo doesn't have a date on it, but it'll warm your heart. And I'm going to post that up, and we'll give comments on that. And speaking of Flashback Friday, your requests. That simple. Ford Funline, 1-800-326-94KX. We'll start gathering a list for Flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning. So much to do. Late Night Sound is next. Jimmy Fallon talking about Jeff Bezos traveling into space next. Stay with us. It is Morgan in the Morning, and it's on 94KX.
Alexander,
Jeff Bezos is going to space. It was announced that one of his fellow passengers is an 18-year-old.
Oh.
And he will be the youngest person ever to go, yeah. What an experience for an 18-year-old. He'll be the only passenger who sums up the trip by saying, the Wi-Fi sucked.
94KX.
Shark Week is wrapping up. Yeah, I'm not excited either. I don't pay attention to it, but too many people do. And now we have to get friendly with the sharks? Are you kidding me? Stay with us. The topic is next. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Working our way toward news. Marcus Guthot robbed the Sports Center. Checks the sports. And super exciting, Steve, with the AccuWeather forecast, hot and sticky with thundershowers for the weekend. It's all on the way. Have you been watching Shark Week? I don't. I admit it. I don't care. Sharks are scary. Why do we have to give them a week Today is World Snake Day. How dare they have Snake Day during Shark Week? You know, there's two phobias all wrapped into one 24-hour period. I have a friend who does morning news and radio, a dear friend of mine. She's way too into Shark Week, has been posting up shark stuff all week long. Even at the radio station where she works, they've been eating everything from shark cake to shark-shaped pizza. What is the fascination? I mean, since I saw the movie Jaws, I wanted nothing to do with sharks. They're big and they're beastly looking. Yeah, but I ain't worshiping one. I try to stay away from things that could bite my leg off. Or just bite me in half. Again, a reference to Jaws, when the old salty sea pirate was sliding into the shark's mouth. I don't want to think about it. Shark Week. What the heck? And now there's a group of shark advocates out there. Yeah. Shark advocates that are saying we need to soften up when we talk about our good friends, the sharks. We need to rebrand the image of the shark. Excuse me, a big giant fish that could snap you in half for lunch, and we got to rebrand that? How do you do that? Sharks, they're not your worst enemy. Local politicians are. I mean, how do you rebrand a shark? I don't know. But they're asking for shark attacks to be rebranded as shark interactions. Are you kidding me? This stuff is like way out of control.
At the Shark Lovers Institution of America, we've officially rebranded shark attacks as shark interactions.
Great.
That being said, if at some point you've had your leg bitten off by a shark, we're now calling that donating your meat to a shark's mealtime.
No
Good
kidding.
Good for you.
Good for
Did
you.
Did a shark take down your boat? Not anymore. That's been rebranded as Splashy Splash Fun Time with Shark Shark.
Oh, good.
Thank you for your new mindset on these cuddly, fun, and never dangerous friends of the ocean.
What?
Hey, look, that one's smiling at you with all its teeth.
Aww. Morgan in the Morning, news is next.
One for the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
69 high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, the Blue Oval. In Lewisburg, well worth a drive down Route 45. Coming up, stupid news, but we don't call it stupid news because people who do stupid things deserve a right to be taught a lesson. So we call it, and there it is. I get my peaches down at Wise's. I get my gas out at the Sheets's. Wise Market's coming up as well. Stay with us, okay?
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my from California.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, we don't call it stupid because there are lessons to be learned in life.
Some call it stupid news.
No.
We say, and there it is.
So where you have food trucks, you have idiots that try to break into food trucks when there's nobody in there. And what do you break in for? Well, you break in for the cash box, or the cash register, or the safe, whatever. Well, it turns out food truck owners are smarter than the crooks.
You know, our limit is very popular, but we were kind of surprised to see that that was the target. We decided back then that we were not going to be another food truck getting robbed. So ever since then, we've been cashless, and it's been great.
Christopher Friedenlund owns a lemonade food truck. They broke in to steal the money. There wasn't any there. So they stole the lemonade. Isn't that an old cliche? When life gives you lemons, steal the lemonade? Yeah, that's it.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Yes, indeed. So they stole the lemonade. Oh, sometimes you don't need comedy on the show. Sometimes it's already here. On the way, coming up, our Wise Markets picnic item of the day that could win you a $25 gift card later on with Mark Stevens. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
If you're certain, Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Time to go to the computer. Oh, wait, you're driving, so you could do that later. We got it for now.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, someone on TikTok asked people to submit answers to the question, how do you say F you in corporate speak? Well, then she reeled off some of their responses. And if you've heard these at work, you better rethink your career.
Yesterday, I boldly asked my Instagram followers, how do you say F you in corporate? These responses were kind of concerning. So let me share my favorites. First one is, help me understand. Yes, somebody's really pissed at you if they say this. You're so unsure. Please don't hesitate to reach out. That is one condescending slap in the face if I ever see one. This one makes me feel something that I don't ever want to feel. I take a step back and provide you with some background.
Oh, let's take a step back and provide you with some background. In other words, hey, stupid, shut up. I'm going to tell you the way it is. Nothing like corporate speak politely insulting you. My favorite is, we'll visit that later. Basically means your idea sucks.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
News is next. Stay with us on a Friday. Flashback Friday on the other side.
For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. Temperatures on the way up. 71 degrees already at 7 o'clock in the morning. Are you kidding me? Flashback Friday with Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Give us a call on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. We'll play your song, darn it. Let's get this party started on a Friday, a Flashback Friday with Paula Abdul from the 90s.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Eagle Mania, coming to Spyglass tomorrow night. Still plenty of tickets. Get yours on the website, SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. Easy click through right there. Your chance to be a 94KX VIP coming up later on this hour. Your last chance this week. We'll see you at the show tomorrow, I hope. Speaking of the Eagles, you know that classic band, right? Well, how about this?
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Yes or BS, powered up by Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, I'm digging this music. Oh, yeah, I am. Okay, here's your chance to win the first correct answer through the first caller, period. If you're wrong, I make fun of you and hang up. The real Eagles band, not to be confused with Eagle Mania, the actual Eagles band listed their music genre as country rock, folk, to pop. Okay, so country rock, yet the band was actually formed in 1971 in Los Angeles, California. What? Yes or BS? Let us know.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The Ford Fun Line is open, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
The two best players.
You betcha. Speaking of running with Duncan, it's
yes
time.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Don't blow it now. It's one answer. Yes or BS, powered up by Dunkin' Donuts. Let's go to the Ford Fun Line. 94KX. Hi, who's this?
This is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from today?
Lewisburg.
All right. You a big Eagles fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You have to say the band, the Eagles, in this area because all of a sudden everybody says, I thought you liked the Steelers. But anyway, no, we're talking the band, the Eagles, and they are the subject of today's Yes or BS. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. The Eagles, when they were formed back in the early 70s, were listed as country rock. Yet the band was actually formed in Los Angeles, California in 1971? Yes or BS?
I'll say yes.
Yes, you are correct. The original band members, Randy Meisner, Bernie Leadon, Don Henley, and Glenn Frey formed the band in Los Angeles in 1971. Later on, Don Felder joined, Joe Walsh, and, of course, Timothy B. Schmidt. So there you have it. Henley, Walsh, and Schmidt are the three surviving members of the Eagles, all at 69 years old. Congratulations, Christine. You're a winner with Dunkin' Donuts.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we'll send you a $25 gift card just for playing Yes or BS.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It happens every Flashback Friday here on 94KX with Morgan in the Morning. And we thank Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin', and we're all full of BS sometimes, aren't we? Or we're telling the truth. Yes or BS, your chance to win only here. Flashback Friday. 94KX.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Flashback, flashback.
94.1.
It's Flashback Friday.
It's Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
If we could flash back to earlier this week, we told the story of the house cleaner who cleaned the wrong house in New Jersey. Jimmy Fallon's got his thoughts on that. And there it is. Coming up next with a late night soundbite. Birthday buddies on the way and a lot more. Stay with us all morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You ever hear a song on Flashback Friday, which makes you just, it just makes you stop, right? Doesn't it? Was that one of them? Because Rob the Sports Center was in here and we're just like hanging out, digging this song. And it's like, wow, that was just such a cool song. Dan Fogelberg, and 1980 was the year he sang about too many windows in his Heart Hotel. That's very cool. All right, still on the way, your chance to win VIP passes to see Eagle Mania. Not the real Eagles, but the best thing you could get. They are listed as the country's best Eagles tribute band. So that's pretty cool. So make sure you're part of that. That's coming up in the next half hour. Birthday Buddies is on the way. And I'm kind of feeling alone because Lynn Hall's not here. And I'm just like, oh, and Cassie, our new intern. Yeah, she's not going to be here every morning. So yeah, there's no Cassie either. No Lynn Hall. I wish Movie Mike was here. That would be something. At least he could help me out. I know he would help me out.
He would help you out.
Hey, wait a minute.
he would help you out.
Okay. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, tired, but good.
Uh-oh. What's the tired about? Are we allowed to talk about it? Is Houdini at it again?
Yeah, you know, the two-year-old decided that sleep is no longer a thing he wants to do.
No. How old is he?
He's going to be three next month.
That's infant baby stuff, not sleeping.
And it started all of a sudden this week.
Oh, man. So it's just that he's not sleeping. It's not like he's scaling fences and running through the neighborhood again.
Well, he's scaling his crib. He scaled his crib yesterday morning and found his way into the bathroom and realized that he could reach the toothpaste, which ended up all over the floor.
No.
And then he realized he could reach the dental floss, which was completely pulled out of the thing. And then at 3 o'clock this morning, he decided to crawl out of his crib and just start wandering around the house.
Is it okay if I continue to call him Houdini? He's so much more than that.
Yeah, you can call him Houdini.
He's so much more than that. He's the three-year-old that I want you to shoot video on.
Right.
Okay? we got to see some of this on the 94KX Facebook page. we definitely have to see some of this. But anyway, hang in there, young guy. He's the reason why you're getting gray hair, Mike.
Yeah, probably. Right. But that's okay. Yeah. We love him.
It's all good. Hey, birthday buddies on the way. Mike will help me with that because Lynn Hall is missing in action. Hi. Musical birthdays. We totally missed. What happened on that one? It came apart. All right, let's start it again. Okay, so, oh, we didn't want this one, but it'll do. We wanted a lot of drums in the beginning. Okay, because there's only one musical birthday today, and that is Stuart Copeland. All right, that's the voice of Sting, so we kind of wanted a little bit more in the drum line. There you go.
That's it.
The Police, one of my favorite bands of all time. I started with them when I was in college, and they were considered punk ska. You don't know that song at all. It's called Fallout. Early Police from the late 70s. Stuart Copeland, 69 years old today. Wow.
And still talented.
Yeah.
Still at it.
Still producing music for movie soundtracks, right?
Yeah, remember his soundtrack for Rumblefish back in the 80s? And he did that song with Stan Ridgway from Wall of Voodoo for the movie.
Man.
I mean, that's great stuff.
Happy birthday, Stuart, you policeman. Now it's time to take a look at the local celebrities, or as we call them,
birthday buddies.
I like your gusto this morning. Happy birthday, Courtney Fogarty. She's from Sunbury, 37. Crystal Kern from Trevorton is 43. Don Wolf from Lewisburg, she is 49. Deb King, 56 today. Happy birthday, Dora Warren. She's 45. Gretchen Cole is 47 today. Happy birthday to Jeff Weller. He is 39. Jennifer Jennings of Bloomsburg is, where did she go? She is 41 years old today. Happy birthday, Jennifer. Also on the list, Jennifer Thomas of Sunbury. She turns 30. Karen Reed Schroeder is 39 today. Kennedy Smith from Sunbury. I used to coach that girl's soccer when she was the little one. She's 26 now. Wow. Kyle Dirk from Milmont is 37. Les Lawrence from Sudbury is the nifty 50. Is Les Mark Lawrence's brother? I don't know.
Hmm.
Sounds like a sounds like a news name, Les Nefsman or something. I don't know. Anyway, Nicole Persing is 32 today. Rose Steitzel is 66. Happy birthday, Stan Anderson, 65. Tiffany Wortman from Watsontown is 38. And Yvette Dressler of Cole Township is 53 years old today. Hey, you know what? Everybody's got a birthday. All you got to do is contact us. Become a member of our text club or VIP club. You're automatically on the list. You could use the Ford Fun Line as well as the 94KX Facebook page. If you use the text club, please remember to text the word birthday or we won't get the message. Every day at about this time, it's
birthday buddies.
Man.
I don't know where that energy's coming from, man.
Where does that come from this morning? News is next. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The month forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather, Steve Williams.
We're up to 73 degrees high atop Blue Hill. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Ford Fun Line open, toll free, 1-800-326-94KX. Get your request in. Your chance to be a 94KX VIP at Eagle Mania. Coming up next, don't go anywhere. Let's go back to the 80s, the MTV years. I remember the first time my dad saw Culture Club on MTV. He was like, why is that guy wearing a dress and eye makeup and braids? He looks kind of like your sister. And I was like, yeah, he kind of does. Culture Club. Flashback Friday. 94KX. I didn't mean that, Michelle, but he did look like you.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, I love that song. Don Henley of the Eagles in a New York Minute. Wow. Eagle Mania coming to Spyglass tomorrow night. There are still tickets available. Go to SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. Click on the ticket info. And I think the button actually says buy tickets. And you are there tomorrow night with us. If you're not familiar with Eagle Mania, they are listed as the country's top Eagles tribute band. I mean, Google them now and check out some of their videos. The music is spot on. You gotta check this out tomorrow night, all right? Jingle Mania, coming to Spyglass. You want to be a VIP? Get to the phone now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four in the toll-free lines. Good luck.
At UPM.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller four.
Hey.
Hey, Bob. What are you doing now?
I'm working.
Oh, okay, I thought you were on the road. Where are you from, Bob?
Mount Carmel.
All right, you're on your way to Spyglass Ridge Winery tomorrow night for Eagle Mania. VIP style, park up top in the VIP lot. Head on into Three Beards for a two-hour party, free food and drinks, and then down under the SPC media tent, right in front of the stage, lawn included, sit there and enjoy Eagle Mania. What do you think?
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Hang on, Bob. Plenty of tickets still left if you didn't win our VIP treatment. Buy the tickets for a good time out tomorrow night at Spyglass. Go to SpyglassRidgeWinery.com and we'll see you tomorrow night.
In the morning, 94.1 WQKX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
The sequel to Escape Room opens this weekend. Is it worth your money, or will it make you want to escape from the theater?
Ooh.
I'll tell you in just a minute, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing the documentary Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go For It. For showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Some movies require you to suspend your disbelief. The Escape Room movies require you to launch your disbelief into outer space. That's certainly true of Escape Room Tournament of Champions, which is even more absurd, preposterous, and illogical than its predecessor. Thankfully, it's just as much fun. Taylor Russell and Logan Miller return, and this time they find themselves once again unwittingly forced into a series of booby-trapped rooms from which they must find the way out. Joining them are several other contestants who won escape rooms in other cities. And when I say won, I mean didn't die a gruesome death. There's not much plot here. It's basically the characters being forced into one perilous situation after another. That said, the rooms are ingeniously designed. One of them is an Art Deco bank, and the group has to search for clues among safe deposit boxes while dodging lasers from the security system. And that's just the start of it. I found the cleverness of the rooms and the nonstop pace enjoyable, even if absolutely zero about this movie is remotely plausible. It helps that Taylor Russell gives a performance that's way better than such a silly story deserves. Escape Room Tournament of Champions is mindless entertainment at its finest. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 exit doors.
Wait, 3 exit doors and it's mindless?
It's totally mindless. It's totally preposterous and absurd. And yet, I had so much fun watching it, just as I did the first one. Sometimes you got to have one of those movies that just, you just sit there and you go with it.
Okay, so you highly recommended that 3 escape doors there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. How about Space Jam, the sequel? What do you think? Are you going to take the boys?
We're going to see that this weekend, yeah. Well, yeah. Not the younger one. I can't imagine what he would do if we let him loose in a cinema. But my wife and our older son, we all watched Space Jam last week because he had never seen it. Okay. So we're going to watch the sequel this weekend and looking forward to that.
Yeah, King James will be filling the Nike Air Jordans, right?
I know, that's crazy.
I think it's cool. The trailer just blew me away, so maybe I'll see you at the theater.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll surprise you and show up with your younger son.
Uh-oh. Well, then you're in charge of him.
Have a great weekend, Mike.
Thanks, you too.
Morgan in the Morning News is next.
I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
We're up to 74 degrees already high atop Blue Hill on a Flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Okay, we're going to flash back to 1988. What was one of your favorite rock bands in 1988? Think about that. Morgan in the Morning goes mic'd up next.
WQKX. WQKX HD1. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Yeah, let's go back in time now.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
On a Flashback Friday, we're going to flashback to 1988 right now with a special announcement, and it is amazing. Travis Fisher's in the house. We haven't seen you in a long time. You haven't changed a bit, bud.
Thank God.
My hair's gotten longer and grayer.
Still good looking man.
How much should we pay him to say that? Thank you. We've got a great show coming up, and it's not tomorrow, it's not next week, but we want you to plan for it, right?
Yeah, we're coming up September 18th, okay. 2021, finally. Yeah. And we are finally making this happen after years and years and years of Travis Fisher pounding the pavements and knocking on Jack's door. It is finally going to happen. One of your bands, Dirty Looks.
Dirty Looks is coming back to Central PA. Wow. How hard did you have to bang on their doors?
Jack, I think, was under the witness protection program for about 8 years.
Jack Byers is with us for the band. Jack, you look great too, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Like some rock and rollers age like maybe like Keith Richards, right? And then there's Jack Byers. I mean,
but Keith Richards got to 70 and then he just started going backwards. You know, he's like forever. That dude's forever.
Dirty Looks, 1988. That seems like just yesterday.
It was just yesterday.
But it wasn't. So people look back now, and thanks for the vintage T-shirt, by the way. That is my classic. Give us a memory. 1988, playing for Dirty Looks. Give us one story that we can tell. One story that we could tell on the radio about Dirty Looks shows. Look at this.
Oh, man.
That Travis, look at the look on his face.
What can I say on a G-rated radio? Oh. Yeah. You know, one of the coolest events was being in Hollywood, California, playing the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, it's just not any cooler than that. Selling out the Whiskey A Go-Go. It's a small club.
But still.
It's iconic.
It's
you know?
L.A., man.
Yeah. Hollywood, even better.
And you're standing on stage probably thinking, I'm from Pennsylvania.
I think like 6 months ago, I think we were playing at the VFW in Sealands Grove or something, man. How did this happen?
Boom. Yeah.
Boom, just like that.
1988. So in 2021, Travis, where are we taking Dirty Looks?
Well, we are doing an outside show at the Sealands Grove Speedway.
Wow.
They came to me and they were so hyped about this, and we hope this is the start of more things to come.
Yeah, like this morning I said, it's always cool to go see a concert that's at a football stadium. Or, you know, nowadays they're putting up a stage in center field and they're doing it at classic ballparks. But Sealands Grove Speedway, the fastest dirt track in the United States of America, setting up a stage there and doing a show, this is a cool idea.
Dirty Looks at the dirt track. How does it get any better than that?
It can't get any better.
Like Dirty Looks at the dirt track. Is there any word yet, or is it too early on opening bands?
The opening bands are on there. They're Kinsey, the Local Play, and Leadfoot. Hey, what I want everybody out there to realize is this is three of the original four Dirty Looks guys. I mean, we got Jack. We got Paul Lydell, who's with Dangerous Toys right now, and Gene Barnett from Maryland. And then as a special guest, who we got, Jack?
We brought him because, of course, unfortunately, everyone knows our dear brother Henrik has passed on us a number of years ago. So we brought in a good friend of ours, Jason McMaster.
Okay.
The Blaster from Dangerous Toys. Yeah. We've been pals with him forever. Whenever Dirty Looks would go through town, he'd always come in, jump up on stage, do a couple tunes with us. So it was just a great fit to bring Jason in to try and fill Henrik's shoes just a little bit so we can get this music back to the people who love it so much.
Three out of four original members and a dear friend as number four. You can't do better than that.
No way.
Maybe Travis will jump up on stage and do a couple numbers with you.
If he gives me enough money, We'll let him introduce us.
We're back to money.
Well, always back to money.
It's always about the money. Thank you so much to the Selins Grove Speedway for making this venue happen. They've been celebrating 75 years at the Speedway, and now through through some great people like Fisher Promotions, Blaze Alexander Ford, and Carpet Man, and wow, we're bringing dirty looks to an outside venue, the Selins Grove Speedway. I'm thinking, I can't wait already. Anything else to add, guys?
No, I can't wait. This COVID has backed this up so much, and we've put a lot of time in changing this and changing that, and Jack and the guys have been great, honestly.
So don't we all just want to get outside and party again, Jack?
That's it. We thought, let's do this outside so that no matter what's going on, if you want to have your 6 feet of separation, you got it. If you want to be at the front of the stage rocking down, you got it.
How do we get tickets, or is this just the announcement and tickets are coming? How do we do this?
Nope, tickets went on sale at 8 o'clock this morning. They can get a hold of brownpaperticket.com. The link is on the Fisher Promotions website, or excuse me, Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They can get their tickets from the Selins Grove Ford.
Okay.
Tom Benner down there. They're selling tickets. All the surplus outlets and the Carpet Man in Milton.
There you go. Get your tickets, and you've got time to think about it. But if I were you, I'd get the tickets now. Saturday, September 18th, Selins Grove Speedway, the return of Dirty Looks. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Where you been? Hot chocolate from the 70s on a Flashback Friday. News is coming up next. A check on sports and super exciting Steve with the weekend AccuWeather. Also on the way, we're going to eat ice cream on this show. I don't know why, but I do know it's National Ice Cream Day on Sunday, and Wise Markets is just supplying us with way too much ice cream. But we love those guys. You didn't have to send that much, Wise. But we'll bring some guests into the studio and eat ice cream. We're heading into the dog days of summer. There's no better way to cool down than with a delicious bowl of ice cream, right? And Wise Market Ice Cream is made right here in beautiful central PA. Local dairy farmers supplying it. There are 60 flavors to choose from. 60? I'm going to Wise Markets. I'm going to start counting them. If you see me in the Wise Markets in Lewisburg this afternoon with the freezer door open, 29, 30, 31. Anyway, Wise is proud to be in Central PA making ice cream every single day. What is the favorite Wise quality ice cream? Vanilla. People call me boring because I like vanilla ice cream. No, Vanilla Bean is their number one seller. Speaking of selling, 327,000 cartons of Vanilla Bean ice cream purchased last year at Wise Market. How many pounds of peanut butter did Wise Markets use for their peanut butter ice cream last year? Any guesses? 128,000 pounds of peanut butter. Wasn't that a Harry Chapin song back in the 70s? No, I think it was bananas. Never mind. How many gallons of Wise quality ice cream are made per week right here in Sunbury, PA? 28,000. We love eating our ice cream. So we'll talk about ice cream coming up next, and we'll eat it live on the radio. Why? Because we can. Morgan in the Morning. News is next.
Hi, I'm Adam.
I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. 75 now high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. National Ice Cream Day is Sunday, and Wise Markets has supplied us with enough ice cream to have an ice cream party. So let's do it. I'm going to gather some people, and we'll do it next. Stay with us. Remember yesterday when I told you it was Give Something Away Day? Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, 94KX.
Who has Hyundai? Sunbury Motors has Hyundai.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Eagle Mania coming to Spyglass tomorrow night. Tickets still available. Log on, SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. Congrats to all of our VIPs.
Oh, this is one of the real Eagles, by the way. Someone said ice cream week. And how did you put it, Tom? Yeah, the dog days of summer. The heat is on.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, ladies, the heat is on. See what I did there? Control your laughter.
Sorry.
It's ice cream party time. Sunday is National Ice Cream Day, and Your Wise Markets wants you to celebrate with locally made ice cream. Did you ladies know that Wise Market ice cream is actually made at the Wise Market plant right here in Central PA?
I did. I know it now.
Okay. I know it now.
Sam Tyler and Lynn Hall with me to help me eat the ice cream because, gosh darn it, I'm diabetic. But other than that, I do. The doctor says I could have little bitty parts of ice cream.
You got a little
cream.
Bitty part there.
It's a little yes. bit. Yeah.
But enough about my little bitty parts. Chef Kevin served up the ice cream just moments ago.
He did.
Can we call him Chef Kevin? Because it's
today
national.
Today we can. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's National Personal Chef Day. So thank you to
bork,
Kevin.
Bork, bork.
Yeah, bork, bork, bork. For you Muppet fans. I'll tell you what. This stuff looks delicious.
It does.
All right. We have three flavors to try.
Indeed.
And I'm going to try because, ladies, I'm number one.
Okay. All right,
your
then.
Jokes, Tom.
Sam,
today,
if you're gonna laugh, just let it go, girl. All right, Wise Market's number one flavor. If you were with us earlier this morning when we talked about this, vanilla bean. Wow, they sell 327,000 packages of vanilla bean ice cream a year.
Oh my! Wow, that's amazing.
That's last year's stats for 2020. Wow, that's so we have vanilla bean and we have the salted caramel.
I'm very excited.
Oh, so that's Sam's? Sam's going with
I
that?
I have the salted caramel.
Okay. And for Lynn Hall, she's such a red, white, and blue kind of girl.
I am. I'm so patriotic.
Can I point out, though, that the strawberry looks pink and I know that's your favorite color?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, that's one of the reasons why I selected this flavor.
All right, so thank you to Wise Markets for doing this ice cream thing for us. And, wow, let's take a taste.
Okay.
I'm type 2 diabetic, by the way, so I don't need insulin. I just need ice cream. That's all I need.
That's all. It's very creamy.
My favorite flavor of ice cream, too, is vanilla. And if you think that's boring, most people like vanilla in America, let alone Central PA. Wise Market's number one flavor.
Yeah. I love vanilla bean, everything. Yeah. I feel like I might have been the one that bought half that 320,000 gallons last year.
It's all in your freezer.
Why are you so damn skinny, man? What's going on? Skinniest person I know.
It's the fast metabolism.
Okay. All
hummingbird
right.
mode.
All that running around and TikToking at night.
Correct. You go see.
All right. So tell us about your salted caramel there.
I thought it was going to be like super sweet, but it's got like that salty flavor and like, yeah, it's a salty... Mm-hmm. Salty finish, yes.
Yes.
My sophisticated palate.
My ice
and then it's got just swirls of caramel that are nice and soft. The caramel didn't get super, like, hard. Mm-hmm. I don't like hard chunks in my ice cream.
No,
but that salty flavor is nice. I don't like super sweet either, so this is good for me.
So it's like a really good vanilla ice cream that finishes a little caramely
salty.
And salty. Yeah.
Kind of like my mood every day.
Chef Kevin has something to say about that.
Heard him over there.
Sit down, Kevin.
Another country heard from.
So Lynn Hall, red, white, and blueberry, is that it?
Yes, and it's quite blueberry-ish, blueberry-y.
Okay.
And I do enjoy the pink color, too. There, Sam, that's one of my favorites because of the color. But no, all of it, it's a very, very nice combination.
Yeah.
Here, yes.
So do you scoop separately when you have a three flavor, like a Neapolitan or something like that? Or do you just scoop right across and get all three flavors
in your mouth? It depends on the flavor.
Okay.
You know, Neapolitan is kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want one and not all of them.
So you're scooping away there.
Yeah, this is good, though, for all of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you to Wise Markets for supplying us with an ice cream party on a Flashback Friday. That ice cream plant that I'm talking about, the Wise Market ice cream plant, produces 322,000 gallons of ice cream a year.
That's amazing.
And we've got three of them right here with us.
It was delicious.
And we're eating it all.
Enjoy Sunday. Sunday is National Ice Cream Day, but we're just doing it early.
Every day's ice cream day when you're in
and
Central
Sunday,
PA.
Exactly. And Sunday, have a Sunday.
Ladies, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
How close is local? At Wise Markets, that's a... Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens has your chance to win with Wise Markets coming up this afternoon with our grilling and barbecuing and picnicking item of the day, which, by the way, is watermelon. Okay, I'm not supposed to say it more than once, but I just did. Watermelon. I'm just singing a song on the radio. Watermelon sugar high. Yeah, just remember that. You can win later. And for you people going to Hops, Wines, and Vines this weekend in Sealands Grove, the Sealands Grove Brew Fest. Wow. Have a good time. Mark might have some leftover tickets there, too. Have a good weekend. The month of July.